This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 5th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, Amy Guida has this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Administrators say the University of Illinois should ask for a nearly 9% increase in its operating budget for the next fiscal year. On Thursday, the Board of Trustees will vote on the preliminary operating budget for the current fiscal year, a $3.87 billion spending plan. Next year, Associate Vice President for Planning and Budgeting Randy Kangas says the U of I should ask the Board of Higher Education for $118 million in new money over what the state supplied this year.
We've been asking between 7 to 9% for some time. The board has generally said, put out a request of what you think your real needs really are, and then we'll see how the process proceeds from there.
Kangas says much of the requested increase would pay for higher salaries with money for statewide priorities like health care education and teacher education. The Board of Higher Education will consider the request and forward their conclusions to Governor Rod Blagojevich in advance of next year's state budget formation. The mayors of Champaign and Urbana say their staffs will do what they can to dispute a proposed 60% water rate hike. On Friday, Illinois American Water filed rate requests with the Illinois Commerce Commission for each area it serves, the suggested increase for the Champaign District being the highest. The majority of funds would be earmarked for a new water treatment plant being built west of the city. Champaign Mayor Jerry Schweihart says the city will intervene during the ICC's review process, which should take about 11 months. He suggested Illinois American should have spread out the cost of the new plant.
You know, they should be keeping up with it as they went along, so there should have been money spent on infrastructure, in the past years. So to just try and lump it all on us at one time is, I think, an unreasonable request, but we'll have to wait and see what the Illinois Commerce Commission says.
Schweihart says Illinois American's rate hike request will likely revive talks of a local buyout of the water system, something he's still opposed to. But Urbana Mayor Laurel Prossing has supported the plan, saying the area's water rates are higher than cities nearby that have municipally owned systems. And she says Illinois American's overall goal is profit rather than having a safe, reliable water supply.
And I think when you see that they want to pay back this plant by raising their rates 60%, that's to give them the most money possible as quickly as possible, and that's not really the long-term interest of the community.
Mayor Schweihart says he's been reluctant to enter a court battle over local ownership, noting the cities of Peoria and Pekin spent over $1 million in a lawsuit with Illinois American. The cities ultimately dropped the suit. Urbana City Council members say they're ready to approve Carle Foundation Hospital's request to take over some city streets on its medical campus. But they're holding off on that approval until language in the proposed agreement is tightened up. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
One reason for the request is so Carle Hospital can build an 8-story addition that would cover part of Kohler Avenue on its medical campus. Hospital officials want control over parts of three streets, but would give it back to the city if the addition isn't built. Alderman Charlie Smythe says the draft agreement set before him last night didn't state that clearly.
I really expected to see a significant building on Kohler Avenue in return for selling them Kohler Avenue. And that specificity isn't in the agreement.
Urbana City Council members voted to defer a vote on the agreement until September 17th so that the change could be made. Carle Foundation Senior Vice President John Snyder says he can wait.
Clearly we were disappointed we didn't get the vote tonight like we had hoped, but very encouraged that the council seemed very supportive of the project, and it's only deferred for 2 weeks, so we're optimistic that in 2 weeks we'll get it approved.
Meanwhile, the Urbana City Council did vote last night to give Carle Foundation Hospital control over two stretches of city alleyways that it had requested. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
State lawmakers say it's obvious more than 2,400 Illinois bridges with structural problems need more money for repairs and replacement, but they say it's far from clear when they'll be able to agree on a capital improvement program to provide that cash. An Associated Press analysis of federal transportation data found more than 1,500 Illinois bridges carry worse structural ratings than the Minneapolis bridge that collapsed last month, killing 13. Lawmakers haven't been able to agree for several years on a plan to borrow billions of dollars for road and school construction projects. Some say they're hopeful they'll set aside those differences this fall. Others are skeptical that will happen because of the politics involved and disagreement over how to pay for the projects. The Illinois House has voted down a proposal that has been touted as a cure-all for the financially hemorrhaging Chicago Transit Authority. Amanda Vinicky explains why.
It seems the political gridlock that's recently characterized Illinois politics could turn into traffic gridlock on northeastern Illinois' highways. The legislation would put millions into the CTA, Metra, and PACE through sales tax increases in the Chicago region. It also reforms the systems and gives central and southern Illinois transit more state money. Head of the CTA, Ron Huberman, says the consequences of the measure's failure could be devastating.
The people who will end up paying the great price here are the people of Northeast Illinois, who will see higher fares and reduced service.
But Huberman says he's optimistic something can still be done, as few lawmakers appeared to take issue with the merits of the proposal. That highlights the real disagreement. Transit funding in the Chicago area could depend on downstate legislators getting what they want, a state-funded construction program. But it's been years since lawmakers have been able to agree on one. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Bikers who want to pedal their way around Chicago and not worry about where to keep their bike might be in luck. Mayor Richard Daley is interested in a bike drop-off program that would let residents rent a bike and drop it off on the other side of the city. The idea comes from a similar program in Paris. Daley has planned a stop in France to look into the idea on his trip to Italy. He's scheduled to leave today. Daley will speak at a forum in Italy called Intelligence on the World, Europe and Italy. He's going to talk about how cities can move forward. For the latest newscast online, go to wyol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. A man in Pennsylvania is on a quest to stop the local bell tower from playing bad music. He's dropped his criminal complaint, but commentator Amy Guida says that his case is one that wouldn't surprise the courts. Here's this week's edition of Legal Issues in the News.
Ah, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, home of dairy farms, the Liberty Bell, my once home. I can tell you this much, there's no better place to complain than Pennsylvania when you've heard the theme from Star Wars sounding from the local bell tower one too many times. Complain to a court, that is. And that's basically what happened in a town known as Jim Thorpe, PA. According to the Morning Call newspaper, the Jim Thorpe clock tower is belting out more than Star Wars music. It's also accepting requests, or not, for New York, New York, and Feelings. Whoa, 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 Feelings. A local man dropped his criminal complaint a few days ago. He's hopeful that he might work something out with the city informally. But should the informal thing not work out, there's lots of law on his side. I say that there's no better a place for such a complaint than Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvanians are pretty prickly about such peals and other pestering provocations. You'll find that a lot of people from Pittsburgh to Philadelphia over the years have had ears sensitive enough that they'd head to the courts when they heard something they didn't like. Like the show tune Cabaret, performed by what are surely descendants of Pennsylvania's most famous belle. Such sounds might spawn a nuisance action based on tort law or a local ordinance. A nuisance, very broadly defined, is anything that annoys and disturbs one in the possession of property. And just to give you an idea of what those who wish to make music were sometimes up against, here's language from an early Wilkes-Barre rule, language used to take down the local Salvation Army guy, who, as the court so eloquently put it, beat his drum without a permit. It shall not be lawful for any person or persons to appear in any of the public streets, to play upon any hand organ, hurdy-gurdy, tambourine, or other musical instruments, or beat upon a drum or blow a horn or trumpet without permission. In finding the drummer guilty of violating that nuisance ordinance, the court had available an earlier Pennsylvania case against one St. Mark's Church. There, a court had previously enjoined, put a stop to, the ringing of church bells on Sunday, even though the church had argued that such ringing had become a regular part of worship services. But as many courts have pointed out, one's nuisance is another's lilting melody. New York, for example, rejected two separate lawsuits brought by those who would ban clock tower bells, or at least stop the songs. In contrast, one Pennsylvania court wrote long before feelings was but a gleam in Morris Albert's eye, even music, however elevating and enjoyable at times, and depending, of course, on its character, may be continued so long as to become an annoyance to those compelled to remain in the immediate vicinity. So courts in Pennsylvania over the years have put a stop to not only church bells and a Salvation Army drum, they've also shut down a noisy drag racing track that bothered neighboring and compulsively self-biting chinchillas and an outdoor movie theater that caused melodious and cacophonous music to hit the home of the plaintiffs. So as silly as it may sound, the man in Jim Thorpe, who has had it up to his ears with cheesy lounge songs emanating from the bell tower there, has some legal support in his quest to mute the music should he ever wish to return to court. Ah, Pennsylvania, where the lyrics to the state song read in part, "May the voices of tomorrow glorify your name." Just keep those voices down, okay? I'm Amy Guida.
Amy Guida is an assistant professor of journalism and law at the University of Illinois. In the forecast for the region, mostly sunny and hot today, a high of 92. Tonight, thunderstorms arriving late, the low 70 degrees. Thunderstorms are likely tomorrow as well, the high 85. Partly cloudy Thursday evening, a few thunderstorms possible, the low 66. For Friday, mostly cloudy, more humid, occasional showers and thunderstorms with a high of 84 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.